You tune to New Sound Radio 92 FM on DAB and streaming live around the world. And I'm Pete Day. I haven't heard from you for a while. Where you been? What you been up to? Anyway, I'm back. And these certainly are extraordinary times that we're living through. Historic times, in fact. I'm recording this from home, keeping a safe social distance. And it's all a bit weird, really, but I hope to keep you in touch with what's going on in and around East London. Well, earlier on, I got in contact with Lucy Atkinson, Interim Chief Executive of the Stratford Circus Arts Centre. Well, of course, the centre's all closed down now, as every other theatre around the country is. But I asked her, well, how are they all getting on down there?
Everybody at Stratford Circus is working from home. Our little makeshift offices, which in my case is my bedroom, as I have two small children who take up the downstairs during the day. I have a little office in my bedroom and we spend a lot of time on video chat or video conferencing.
Does that work for you well, does it? Or?
Yeah, I think it. I think we've all come to get used to it very quickly through a lack of option and choice. We're all very social people. We look kind of working in the arts. I think we all miss those kind of moments of going to people's desks and, you know, having a chat. So I think the video conferencing is just a really great way to make sure that it's just that one step beyond a phone call, I guess, that you kind of get to see somebody's face as you're talking to them. And we also use something called Slack.
Oh, I don't know that. What's that?
It's sort of somewhere between WhatsApp and Facebook, but it's kind of designed for businesses. So it's a way of communicating. It's sort of an instant way of communicating. So it kind of replaces that cup of tea in a kitchen or the go walk over to somebody's desk and ask them a question. You kind of do that through this Slack platform.
Because there is that thing, isn't there, as well, that a lot of things, ways you communicate with people, particularly at work, and particularly I would have thought in the arts as well, because of course you're real people, aren't you? You have that cup of coffee where lots of things get discussed and worked out, and then maybe it's all formalised in a meeting later, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's what we're just kind of working through, how we kind of create those moments without the physical building and without being together. I think we're managing. I think it's hard for everybody, really, especially, I guess, with people with kids as well. So
yes,
the added dimension of homeschooling to your working day.
Yeah. OK, Stratford Circus Arts Centre. Could you just explain? Maybe people aren't too familiar exactly where it is and what happens here. Come on, tell us about it.
Great. Yeah. So Stratford Circus Arts Centre is in the E15 side of Stratford, in a little sort of cultural quarter next to the Theatre Royal, which has been there for many, many years, and also next to the cinema.
Yeah, the Stratford Picture House, yeah.
Picture House, yeah. So we're kind of a little cultural quarter.
Some people even call it the Newham's Left Bank. Or
well, yes, E20 side of Stratford is getting the East Bank, so there's quite a lot of cultural organisations moving into the Olympic Park over the next couple of years. So yeah, there's a lot of really exciting cultural happenings in kind of Newham now and in the kind of near future. So Stratford Circus Arts Centre, it's run by Stratford Arts Trust. We've been running that building since the beginning of 2012. And we are an arts centre, which essentially means that we offer a really great and varied range of artistic activities. And for audiences, our communities range from 3 months old to 97. We kind of reach a broad range of the community, and we run creative programs which might be as simple as a coffee morning or a regular choir rehearsal or workshops. We have an amazing organization called East London Dance, where residents who run an array of their program of dance for all ages that happens in the building, and an awful lot of different charities and community organizations kind of use our building on a regular or ad hoc basis. And then of course we also run two venues, so we have an artistic program working with emerging artists and established artists such as Akram Khan Companies, some really amazing artistic activities that come into the building every year as well.
And you do some really innovative stuff for young people as well, don't you?
So we've always had an early years focus, so kind of our focus has always been on younger people. So we have about 145,000 people visit our building a year, and that kind of is across participants and audiences. But we work with close to 10,000 young people a year across our various programs, whether that's performances or workshops. We work really closely with the council on a program called Every Child a Theatre Goer, where we offer around 5,000 to 6,000 free theatre seats for year six children in Newham. So this year we work with a really amazing theatre maker called Inua Ellams, and he created a version of The Little Prince, and then nearly 6,000 year six students came to see that for free from around the borough. And we work in partnership with the London Borough of Newham to kind of achieve that. So yeah, so there's a lot of stuff going on, and also we are open every day as just a space to come and work.
That's right, you've got the cafe there, haven't you? Yeah, you've got the cafe there, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a space for everybody.
Okay. Now, of course, you're closed down at the moment, as every other theatre in the country is. In fact, throughout the world, almost, we're talking about here as well. But I've heard that you've got some online activities going. Can you tell us something about that, how that all works?
I do, yeah. So along with every venue in the country, we are closed as a result of the COVID-19 crisis. So I guess we don't want that to be an end of our programmes of work or how we communicate with our audiences. So we've kind of put together a program through our social media and our website, and it's kind of everything from an insight into what we as the staff are getting up to. And then we're also working with our creative learning team to actually deliver some of the programs that should have happened in the building, but doing them online instead.
I tell you, I even had a go at one of these things. It was the Stratford's Art Social at Home thing. It was an art project and them, and it was called a continuous line drawing. I don't know if you had a go at that one.
I have had a go at that.
I know. And it's like, do you want to just quickly explain how that works?
Yeah. The sorts of projects we would have done with our older adults in that building. And what we felt was that we could, not only will we put this together for those people, but also why don't we just let everybody have a go? So as a result of that, we will be sending out a weekly activity, which is led by an artist called Louisa, and all those tutorials are on our website. And as you say, the first one was a really lovely little drawing activity. So yeah, so we'll be releasing those every week for everybody to get involved with.
I tell you what I liked about it as well is that actually it was something that anyone can get involved in. Now, I don't consider myself at all to be an artist or someone who can draw, but actually it was quite good fun. So I think, well, you've got lots of time on your hands and things like that, and you can just go to this and you could just have a go at doing some drawing. And what I liked about it is that it was really inclusive. This wasn't something that was just sort of, you know, this is for the artists of the world. This is for anybody. And I really liked it. And I thought, you said it for older adults, which I suppose maybe you might even include me in that. But in fact, it was something that anybody could do, even older children, not younger children, maybe not, but even older children. It's something that family could sit around and do together, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's what this online model has allowed us to do, is fun, enjoyable, artistic activity that anybody can do, as you say, from slightly older children onwards.
Okay, no, that's great. Now, of course, you're closed down at the moment because of the situation we find ourselves in. But there's something else going on as well, isn't there? That you're under threat of closure for other reasons. Can you just explain something about that?
Yes, we have been under threat of closure for the last couple of months, which is as a result of the Mayor of Newham wishing to evict our charity, which is the Stratford Arts Trust charity, from Stratford Circus building, as the Mayor of Newham is committed to opening new youth zones in the borough, and so would like to replace the work that we do with a youth zone that will be run by the London Borough of Newham, which we are wishing to challenge because we think it would be a real loss if we weren't able to run our programmes. And what we would ideally like is to be able to find a way to kind of coexist and have those services run simultaneously.
Okay, so just to be clear then, are you against the idea of setting up new youth zones across the borough? Because, I mean, that's something which, well, the mayor was actually elected on that basis that she would do these. You're not actually against the opening up of youth zones, are you?
No, of course not. What we're trying to prevent is the eviction of Stratford Arts Trust because of the number of people that we reach, and the types of activities we do. Many of the people that we reach are young people. We've had a young person's focus since our beginning, so it feels like it would be better to work together than sort of remove one and replace it with the
Right. So what you're suggesting then
is that what you should do is maybe rather than just like, you know, you being evicted and the youth zone moving in, that what you do is you coexist together, you work together with them and have it both as a youth zone and also a centre which could be used for other people as well, older people as well.
I think that is what we would like to achieve. And so we are trying to have those conversations with the London Borough of Newham at the moment.
And how's that going down?
If you'd asked me that a month ago, it would be slightly different. I think everybody is completely stretched at this point, and the London Borough of Newham are having to deal with quite an extraordinary time.
Yes, obviously, now isn't the time to be talking about
it. On their residents, rightly so.
Lucy, now, we've got to go to the break. Can I just ask you, if there's one thing, the one thing that makes Stratford Circus Arts Centre such a special place, if there's one thing, what would that be?
It's staff and it's inclusivity. It's got the most amazing staff who are so passionate about what they do. And I just think Stratford Circus's general mission to be inclusive is really incredibly special as well.
Lucy Atkinson, Interim Chief Executive of Stratford Circus Arts Centre. Thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
That's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
And if you want to get involved in any of the online activities organised by the Stratford Circus Arts Centre, you can find them on stratford-circus.com. That's stratford-circus.com. And you'll find links there to the Arts Social at Home activities, videos and so on. And, you know, have a go. I recommend it. I had a go. I haven't got any experience of art or anything like that. Yeah, definitely not me being an artist. But it was great. It's a really good thing to do. You know, just for yourself or for the whole family getting involved in it. Well, we've got to go to the break now. So it's goodbye from me, Pete Day, here on New Sound Radio 92 FM. Handing you back to the studio. Got some great programmes lined up for you for the rest of the day. So stay tuned. Stay at home and stay safe.